Well, praise the Lord. I certainly thank God for this opportunity. Thank you, Brother Bacon, for giving me this opportunity. I'll tell you something about the Holy Ghost. Once God touches your life, you can feel as inadequate as you can as can be. But it's hard to say no to the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Praise God. I worked a 12-hour shift yesterday, and praise the Lord. And I know I just didn't see no way of really seeking the Lord, you know, about this message, because, you know, a 12-hour shift, I was going to be tired and sleepy today and not going to have time. But, you know, I set my clock for 5:30 this morning, and I still end up late. Praise God. But, you know, but the Lord is always ahead of us to prepare the way for his people. Do you know, they put me in this certain position. I was praying and hoping for it, but it's been months since they put me in this position. But they put me in a position where all I did was control traffic. So it gave me a few hours to seek the Lord. They put me in this building out by myself to control the traffic between two buildings. And that gave me a few hours. And that's all it took. God is good to his people. And I'm going to tell you, by the message that he gave me, he's concerned about his people. He loves you. Thank you, Jesus. He loves you. Jesus loves you. Every trial, every tribulation that you go through is for your benefit. He takes it and uses it for your benefit. He's saying, get back in line. Get ready, church. He said, I'm coming soon, and I'm coming with a reward for you. He said, save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation is trying to control you. It's trying to put you in a place, praise God, where you can't be blessed. But he's saying, I want you to be in a place where you can be blessed. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But he said, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He's concerned about us, church. He's concerned about us. Praise the Lord. I know, praise God, y'all bear with me. Pray with me. I don't know why, but I always get a little nervous before I start to preach. Feel a little inadequate. I can't even say it. Well, praise the Lord. Turn with me to Exodus, the 20th chapter. And I ask that you be patient with me this morning. I ask that you open your hearts to receive what the Lord has for you. I also ask that you pray for me. And don't stop there. I ask that you expect God to use me to speak to you today. Exodus, the 20th chapter, began at the first verse. And I'm going to ask you to stand for the, if you can, stand for the entire reading of this passage. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. We can testify to that. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, nor that is in the water under the earth. He said, don't try to compare me with something else. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. We've been taught for the longest that jealousy is bad, but God said, I am a jealous God. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. We live in a generation that everybody says they love God. But he said there's a generation that hate me. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, in other words, keep me in remembrance. Nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant. Nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger. Don't even let the cows work. That it is written, that it is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. We live in a generation that had made a whole doctrine out of the seventh day. But praise God, they left out the main thing, rest. The 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested. And rested in the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy day may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his maidservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is in thy neighbor's. Praise God. You may be seated. And I would like to use for my thought today the 11th commandment. The 11th commandment. Wait now. Scripture says it's 10 commandments. That's what the rich young ruler said. He said, all these have I done from my youth. But he left out one. He forgot to get filled with the Holy Ghost and be led by the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says if you be led of the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, wherewith we draw nigh unto God. The 11th commandment. Love the Lord your God with all. With all. He said, all these things I've done from my youth, I've kept the commandment. But he said, one thing that thou lackest. Jesus said. Now this always surprised me. Here he is. He had Jesus himself. He had God in the flesh talking to him. Said, all you got to do is this one thing. And you have heaven. Can you think about having Jesus to tell you, say, all you got to do is this one thing. And he was sorry because he had great riches and he walked away from Jesus. Jesus said, go sell all that you have and give to the poor and come follow me. In other words, take on my mentality. Let the Spirit of God rule your hearts and your minds. Jesus, he's got a way that we can't fail. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. To me, the rich young ruler took the hard way. Praise God. He took the hard way. The easy way was to be to obey God. To hear his voice and obey his voice. That's my mentality. Praise God. In Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it floweth the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all. One verse of scripture says, the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why we need a new heart. We need to be baptized not only in water. Water is an outward, praise God, symbol of what we're doing spiritually. Because the scripture said John baptized with water unto repentance. But John said, but there cometh one mightier than I. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'm going to tell you, God baptized me with not only the Holy Ghost, but he baptized me with fire. I needed to repent. Even though I was raised in a Christian home, my mom made me go to church with a switch when I would filibuster and when I was dragging, you know, I don't know why sometimes we fight the thing we need the most. I needed the Holy Ghost. It would have saved me from a lot of trouble that I went through if I would have just take heed to the word of God. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. We can't just go by what seems right. We got to have a new heart and a new mind and a new, praise God, vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision, the people perish. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Matthew, the 19th verse, 19th chapter, and the 16th through the 22nd verse, this is where Jesus addressed the rich young ruler. And he told him to go sell all that you have, distribute to the poor, and come and follow me. I believe having Jesus tell me that face to face, that'd been easy to do. But it wasn't for this rich man. Could that be why sometimes God withhold riches from us? Because he don't want us to allow the riches to get a hold of our heart. He said, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. In other words, he said, I don't mind you having these things, but I want your soul to prosper as much as you prosper in material things. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is joy, righteousness, and peace over in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will give you a lot more than what money can give you, what material things can give you. Praise God. Amen. Can somebody testify to that? Amen. The scripture tells us to stir up our pure minds by putting us in way of remembrance. They're the way that seemed right, but the end thereof is death. We can't just go by what seemed right. We got to go by what's written. It's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's why it's so important for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Give thyself wholly to the doctrine. Meditate upon it day and night. Right? Put it up on thy doorpost so your children can see it. Praise God. Make signs. I'm going to tell you, I was so lost as a child, or me and my brothers were so lost as a child. My mom would put scriptures up on signs up on the trees, praise God, so our neighbors, when they come through, they could see the word of God. And you know what we do? The enemy would get in us, and we'd want to trim the trees up. And so we take the signs down. We was ashamed of what we needed the most. It's so, I'm trying to communicate something. It's so important as a child to get this word of God in you deeply and rooted in you, because it's going to, praise God, have an effect on the rest of your life. If you, praise God, the Bible said you can save yourself from a lot of things that's coming upon this world by taking heed to the word of God. Put a difference. The Bible says that we may put a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. There's a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. The Bible says, the kingdom of God is like unto a treasure hid in a field. After that, when a man findeth, he goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. In other words, he sees the importance of it, and he gets rid of anything that would keep him from obtaining that field. The kingdom of God, praise God, is not meat and drink, but joy, righteousness, and peace over in the Holy Ghost, having God lead you into all truth. We are to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We should give the more earnest heed, giving our whole attention to the things we have heard. In other words, my mom gave me this. Write it down. You commit to memory by writing it down. Write it down. Continue to write it down because you committed to your memory by writing it down. Matthew 4 and 4, Luke 4 and 4, Deuteronomy 8 and 3 teaches us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Lord is still speaking today. He's saying, give yourself wholly to the doctrine. Not just to praise God, a doctrine, but the doctrine. When you can see that it's only one doctrine, then you're making progress. But long as you say, well, everybody, you know, got some good in them. Yeah. Yeah. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Forget not to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unawares. I've seen it. Proverbs 4:23 said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it floweth the issues of life. Diligence. What is diligence? Moral excellence. In other words, a repentant heart. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the scripture tells us to let our speech be seasoned. They should speak. The word of God tells us that after we receive the Holy Ghost, it said they shall speak with new tongues. In other words, we ain't got time for no gossip. We ain't got no time for that kind of mentality. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hand. Matthew 9:21. If thou will be perfect, Matthew 9:21, is Jesus, when he addressed them, he said, if thou will be perfect, this is what you have to do. After that you have suffered a while, he will establish you, strengthen you, settle you, and make you perfect. It's very important for us to communicate to the youth that you can be perfect. How can you be perfect? You got to kill off the old man and walk in the spirit. If the old man is dead, then you can't say nobody's perfect because of the way you live, you know, back then, because that man's supposed to be dead. We got to keep him dead. Praise God. We're supposed to be resurrected in newness of life. Where is your faith? Do you have no faith? In Luke 8:25, Jesus addressed his disciples. He said, you don't have no faith. In Matthew 8:26, he said, oh, ye of little faith. And then Matthew 15:28, he said to the woman, Jesus said to her, great is your faith. I haven't seen it in the church. I haven't seen this kind of faith in the church. God does not want us, he don't want us to be satisfied with no faith. He don't want us to be just satisfied with a little faith. But he's come to that we can have great faith. By giving ourselves wholly to the doctrine. Be not conformed to this world. What is conform? Conform is similar or same as. Don't think it's strange because they think you're weird or because you odd, because you don't live and walk like they walk. Don't, because you got a new mind, a new heart. Because the Bible says to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transform is to change the character or condition. God wants us to change our character and our condition. And that's only by taking heed to praise God, to what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let us have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How can we do that? By studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Let us have the mind of Christ. By mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Talking about taking on the mind of Christ. To everything there's a time and a season. Everything, there's a time and a season. How can we know the difference? By the leading of the Holy Ghost. If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. In other words, you don't need the law to tell you to be obedient. Purpose of the Holy Ghost, his voice, is in our time. Reprove the world of sin and to lead you into all truth. What is the other purpose of the Holy Ghost? He has many purposes. That you, praise God, that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. A time of consecration. This is a time of consecration. Give thyself to fasting and prayer. What it means to praise God, sometimes, I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't know the fullness of fasting. And I thought, praise God, fasting was just going without food and denying yourself. But one thing I found out, that when you fast in the spirit and you let God lead you, praise God, you give up, you're killing off that fleshly man. That carnal man that wants to lead you, that carnal man that wants you to lead you to death, and praise God, and you take on the mind of Christ, and He will lead you into all truths. Praise God. One verse of Scripture said, "I've given you clean water," and yet we, praise God, we drink too much of the other things, and I found out that, you know, our body reacts a lot better to clean water. And we can think, well, we're drinking clean water. We go to the faucet and drink, and it's full of chlorine. And the chlorine is put in the water to kill germs. And not only does it kill germs, but it kills the good bacteria that breaks down your food properly. And so, praise God, it creates a problem. So just taking just these little tad bits in the scripture can help you. When Daniel was fasting, he said, in those days he ate no pleasant food, but beans, lentils, and fishes. You know, David was fasting and eating at the same time. Did you know that? He was fasting and eating at the same time. The Bible says he ate beans, lentils, and fishes. It's not enough just to fast and to deprive yourself of food. But it's the purpose behind fasting. That old man that wants that sugar, we got to kill him out because he's destroying us. I was led to look up praise God, the effects of sugar. And to my surprise, sugar causes a lot of problems. But it tastes good, but it causes a lot of problems. You know, it causes your skin to lose its elasticity. Sugar does. Sugar causes, there's a whole list. Google it. There's a whole list about this long of the problems that sugar causes. But I found out, praise God. The Lord, he said, if you give yourself wholly to the doctor, he said, the Holy Ghost will lead you into all truths. My mom preached it to me. You need to eat your raw vegetables. You need to eat your raw vegetables. We didn't want no raw vegetables. We wanted fried chicken. But I found out that if you seek God, he'll give you a way. I found out there's this thing called the green machine in the milk section of Walmart. And it's raw vegetables in a drink, in a smoothie. And it tastes good. And it's good for you. It'll make a difference. There's a way. God has already made a way for us. We just got to be willing and obedient. Willing and obedient. In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, and the 8th verse said, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and turn and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand?" Now, the children of Israel, they had come out of bondage. That'd be like getting out of prison. They were slaves. This was God's people were slaves. They praise God. Joseph, you know, y'all know the story. Joseph was sold into slavery, and then all his family ended up going down there and finding out that Joseph was no longer a slave, but now he's the king. I mean, he's in control of everything. He's ruling everything. But then there rose up a Pharaoh that didn't know God, and they put all the children of Israel back in slavery. And God had a way to deliver his people. And it was through Moses. Well, Moses is gone, but he left the word. He's given us the word. He left the word. And the same word that applied to the children of Israel, the commandments, he said, I came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. The fulfilling of the law is the Spirit of God in us. So we don't have no excuse saying, well, you know, my family didn't, you know, they didn't teach me right. So it's no, we got the Holy Ghost. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's joy, righteousness, and peace over in the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? God's Spirit in us. The hope of glory. Thank you. The hope of glory. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. You know, we were taught at Athens High School, we were taught pride. We were taught, be proud of your team. Be proud of your school. Be proud. And the word of God, I find out through the word of God, is you got to humble yourself. You know, the vast difference between pride and humility. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. God honors humility. When we see that we need him and we can't make it without him, then we begin to go up. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Revelation of the Godhead. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. They said, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. It satisfies us. You all been always talking about the Father. Show us the Father, and it suffices us. It'll satisfy us. He said, have I not so long been with you? How can you say, show us the Father? See, I and my Father are one. He said, I always do the things that please the Father. In other words, his Spirit is in me. Before I got the revelation of the Godhead, and I argued with my mom a little bit. I couldn't argue with her very long, because she had it bad about saying, get your Bible. And she said, read here. And then I say, yeah, but my, no, she said, read. I thank God for that teaching. And you know what? The reason she was able to teach me like that is because a pastor taught her. And praise God, and it's the same, we have the same responsibility. I wouldn't intend to speak so long, but y'all ask y'all to pray for me. As I go back in the hand of Brother Bacon.
Praise the Lord.